And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Now, the Bengals did a good job of moving the football late in the second quarter, early in the third quarter. But a couple of subtle adjustments made by new defensive coordinator Dean Pease changed that, allowed the Ravens to get more pressure on Andy Dalton. Let's listen in.
Calm down. It's early. When you get those cut splits, look to me. When he went the 2x2, I got to come back to you, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get Webb.
I know, you ain't looking at me one time.
I gave you
that, that last one, he makes an outside call and points it out to Webby. And when that happens, that means the full line's going to slide. Yeah. So even if you're an A-gap blitzer, be alert. You don't want to get trapped in that guard. Yeah. If you time it up right, you can actually come off the zag.
So exactly. What that's also telling you is this. When Webby presses, because he's showing a bunch of he's always going.
He was pressing.
So they think that he's coming, so that's why they turned to protection. That's why they went outside.
And with that, let's bring in Qadre Ismael Q. We talked about the subtle adjustments made by Dean Pease. What were they?
You know, when you talk about trying to create pressure on the opposing team's offense and they're getting into a rhythm, you're going to have to find ways to manipulate your defense. He did that by creating secondary pressure. Awesome job of using his assets, in particular number 21 in Lardarius Webb. Wow. When they went to their nickel package, and now it's a matter of trying to figure out who's coming from where, I thought Lardarius Webb and his experience of disguising himself and waiting to the last minute for the ball being snapped to then go ahead and put pressure coming off the edge of the corner and getting into Andy Dalton's face.
Is this a situation of one side of the ball helping the other?
Anytime your offense can get up and put up points on the board, and they did that with 10 quick points, now as a defensive coordinator, now it's even easier for me to call up and dial up pressure packages. Why? Because the offensive coordinator on the other side of the football field, he's going to have to go to 3 and 4 wide receiver looks. Your defense could pin your ears back and really get after the quarterback. I thought Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Andy Dalton really were confused as to where the pressure was coming from. I thought the communication on the defensive side of the ball was at its premium and at its best. That's where we saw Lardarius Webb be very effective of getting pressure coming off of the edges.
And we have another example of that. And again, Lardarius Webb comes off the edge.
Yes, when you're talking about, again, multiple receiver sets, it's being patient, not showing your hand. I think Lardarius' experience at playing safety as well as nickel, and now he's going into that point of the game where the game is totally slowing down, it gives him that opportunity to put on pressure on the back who was supposed to pick him up. He fails to pick him up. And now you're talking about getting pressure on Andy Dalton. It favors the Ravens defense.
You, my friend, haven't lost your touch at all. Well done.
Appreciate it.
When we come back, we go inside the Ravens locker room. Stay with us.